Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
Realize there is a side hustle. There's like a back, like kind of behind the building where you can go and smoke. So Dean and I go back there and
Dean,
what am I telling the what granny?
Yes.
So there's this guy, he's a little bit older and they call him Granny and he smokes a hookah. And so he was out there doing hits on his hookah. And at one point, I don't know what he was doing. Like he was talking with his hands because he's very gay.
He's a little gay.
Yeah. So at one point he's like takes a hit of his hookah and goes like this. And his hookah went through the air into the mop bucket. It was so funny.
We were in like a hallway. It was like basically like a janitorial area.
It was so funny. It was like slow motion.
Granny basically flicked his hookah into a mop bucket and it was hysterical. I hit the deck. I was like cackling so hard. I was like rolling around on the floor. I'm laughing so hard.
Did he bob for apples for it, or did he?
He went elbow deep to get his hookah back.
Yeah, he got it back. Yeah.
And then the worst thing after that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's a little bit older and they call him Granny. And like he was talking with his hands because he's very gay.
He's a little gay.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3106 of the BFO for Monday, the 6th of January 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, then I've got some sad news to pass along. Yes, be ready. Races, Big Fatty, back to the rat race. It's true. Hi, everyone. Big Fatty, y'all. I've still got this, a little bit of this bubonic epizootic. So, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you rat races today, because, y'all, it is the first Monday in the new decade, and y'all back to the rat race, which means that y'all, you know, a lot of people took a lot of time off over the past 2 weeks, and you know the schools were closed. Well, y'all, they're open today here in Charleston, and everybody's back to the grindstone. Yes, Big Fatty, mine some coal. That's it. And so, y'all, it's. I'm expecting the traffic tracker to be very orange and red, like the red rain. Well, sort of, except this, like, with traffic. Oh, okay. See, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday night, and I'm trying to remember back to Thursday night. I can't recall anything I think Nick stopped by after work, and we just visited for a little while. Yes, McFaddy, and then he got off early. Cause y'all, it was a fairly quiet day. Cause that was on the tooth, and it was a quiet day, and so we visited for a little while, and then y'all, I cannot think of anything of significance that happened Thursday or Friday. Y'all, I did my nipple walks on Friday. And, oh, well, that was one thing. When I was going around the circle, Nick was coming around the corner, and, y'all, I couldn't tell if it was him in his vehicle or if it was somebody else. So I kind of waved, and then I kind of pulled back because I didn't want somebody to think I was crazy. Big Fatty, they all think you're crazy. But it was him. So then after work on Friday, he stopped back by again, but just for a short time. Y'all, I think he was just tired. And y'all, I caught up on some things on the TV machine. Y'all, I finished the Great Americans Baking Show this weekend, the holiday edition, of course. And y'all, it was lovely. And the gay boy that was on there. I was really hoping he was going to win, but he didn't. Friar Tuck won. B, Fatty, that was not his name. Monsignor Tuck. B, Fatty, you silly. I got some very sad news for Friday afternoon. Gavin put out on the Twitter that after much consternation, Big Fatty, he should have taken a stool softener. No, consternation, not constipation. Oh, never mind. He's decided not to do the stick it with a poke every week. He says he's not going away for good, but he's just going to be on a more of a random basis. But y'all, it's just not going to be the same. And y'all, if you don't like that, maybe you should get over there and send him an e-letter. To pokingit1@gmail.com. Yes, Big Fatty. And peer pressure, maybe there'll be riots in the streets. Yes, Big Fatty. I can only imagine that there will be. But anyway, that was kind of meh. Y'all, now it did. When did it turn cold? It turned cold, yeah, Friday night. And y'all, I slept like a baby Friday. Y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. It went down in the 30s, and it was lovely. And then Saturday night, it was just as late. Now, y'all, on Friday. Y'all, I started taking down the crema decorations here at the villa, and got the tubs, Big Fatty, the storage tubs. Oh, very different than the tubs, true. But anyway, got those out of my storage area and started packing stuff up, and y'all, then I. Saturday morning, got up and was putting away the stuff from the porches and the little knickknacks around the villa and I was saving the tree for last because it's kind of sad to take the crema down. Yes, Big Fatty. It was about 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, there's a knock at the door. Big Fatty, cue the mystery date. No, it was Nick. And y'all, he came by, and y'all, he was so sweet. He took down, he decorated the crema tree, and he undecorated it for me, and we got it taken out to the curb and everything, and we got everything put into the storage area, and y'all, I'm just telling you, it was just a lifesaver. I mean, I could have done it, but y'all, it was just so nice to have a little helper. Yes, Big Fatty, Santa's little helper. And y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I've got these scratch-offs here from Straight Bub. Y'all, I'm just going to do one of them because it's called Santa's Little Helper. And y'all, I have to, what do I have to do here? I have to scratch the game panel, and if I find the exact dollar value three times, then I win it. All right, so let's just do this one. Y'all, it's got a koala on it. Y'all, did you hear that they're having a fire in down there in the future? And so we're sending out our thoughts to Straight Bob and the little Aussie Battler and Artie Cruiser. Y'all, we've got a 5,000, we've got a 10,000, we've got a $5, we've got a 10,000, we've got another $5. There's an $8, $2, a $3, not a winner, a $10, and a, what is that? That's another $10. Be ready, we're going to win, and a $1,000, not a winner. So we'll scratch the other one a little bit later. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, anyway, after we finished undecorating the villa and putting it all away, y'all, it seems kind of empty, but took a little nip a nap and a sure, and y'all, then we went and we had a hamburger. I took young Nicholas to dinner for helping me out, and we had a hamburger. I had a, I don't know, it's something with jalapenos and onions and an onion ring and bacon and ghost pepper cheese. Big Fatty, that has tootin' written all over it. And Nick had a hamburger with peanut butter and banana on it. Big Fatty. And then we went out to the Dudley Do-Rights. Nick and I got there before everybody else. He rode with me. And then Durwood arrived, and y'all, then that old thing, Granny, we were all leaving at the same time, and he has the shortest distance to travel, and he was the last one to get there, so he just couldn't believe that he was the last one to get there. And y'all, it's just, you know, the old people, they drive with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake, so you know, I'm sure all the way to the Dudley Do-Rights, he was just pissing off the world. Yes, Betty. And y'all, then we had some cocktails. It was just lovely. Just hung out, y'all. It was just fun. We got there about 6:30, and Granny and I left a little bit just before 10 p.m. in the evening. And then what did we do? Then I came home, and it was a quiet night again. The cool air, y'all. It was just lovely. And y'all, then on Sunday I got up and had my brufkas and my coffee and read the paper. And y'all, then I did my nipple walk, my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I'm trying to get back into, you know, I heard that Gayish podcast, and y'all, they're getting into the fitness. And evidently, by the way, just as an aside here, you know, Mike has been coming up with a theme for their news segment, and I think I've got a suggestion for him. It ought to go something like this. This is the part where Mike reads Kyle the news, and then they've got some sort of new language. They can go, this is the part where Kyle and Mike speak Parcheesi or whatever it's called. I don't know. But anyway, I've had my share, and y'all, I did take a little bit of a nip-a-nap. It was just lovely. And y'all, so I'm recording now. I'm going to have me a Caesar salad for my supper, and I'm going to do my afternoon nipple walk. It's beginning to, even though the days are getting longer, y'all, it's beginning to become dusk. It's dusky outside. Y'all, let's do this other scratch-off right now before we go any further. It's the same rules apply. Match three numbers. Y'all, and this one's got some sort of bird on it. I don't know what it is. All right, it's $5. and this $3 and this $10,000. B, Betty, not a winner. And then there's two, I say, $2. And then there's another two, I say, $2. And then there's $8. Not a winner there. And then we've got a $100. No winner there. And then a $10, no winner there. And finally, a $100, no winner there. Well, Straight Bob, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty at Crema and sending me some losers, because you know that it would probably cost me more to mail it back to you than it would be, unless it was the $10,000, maybe the $100. But anyway, but y'all, I think that pretty much... Oh, no, one last thing. Y'all, when I went for my nipple walks on Friday, there were 152 houses that still had Crema decorations up that I could see from the street. Now, you know, there may have been others that still had a tree up inside or whatever. But, y'all, I'm going to do my nipple walk on later today, on Monday, and see where we're at, because, y'all, a lot of them have come down over the weekend. So, anyway, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Now, y'all, you may have seen on the Twitty or maybe on the FaceSpace, but, y'all, Scott the Seder, who does the airplane show, is sometimes known as Steve the Tater. Saturday morning, he posted, y'all, that his mother had passed away, and she had been in assisted living for a while, and I think her health was very similar to the Hatterina. It just began to decline, and a few weeks ago, it may have been last week, I can't really figure out what the timing is on all this, but he went and he spent some spent some quality time with her, and y'all, he sent me some messages just asking, you know, knowing that I had just been through the death of the Hatterina, you know, he was seeing some decline with his mother and all, and he was asking me if I had experienced some of this, and I said, oh yes, this is not out of the ordinary, it's just you know, part of it. And I said, all I can tell you is that I handled this by just you don't have to make sense of what's going on or anything. And you know, if they're not recognizing you, you recognize them. So you go to spend time with them and just hold the hand and all. And y'all, he did that, and I think it probably proved beneficial to both him and her. So y'all keep Seder 69 in your thoughts. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I have gotten all the return cards in the mail. They went out on Friday. So y'all, if you sent a card or a gift yet here recently, be on the lookout. And y'all, I got a nice note from the number one fan, Bill, and his husband, Craig, saying that he thought that this was the best Crema card ever. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time, and Dean and Mr. Cackle, what do you think we were thinking when Granny arrived?
He's a little bit older, and they call him Granny, and like he was talking with his hands because he's very gay.
He's a little gay.
Oh, Big Fatty is as if they were flies on the wall.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.